USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The buildup of troops at the Ukrainian border continues. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said that Russia continues building up their military presence, including in Crimea, in Belarus, and in the Black Sea, in ways that brings Russian troops right to NATO's doorstep. And the U.S. Ambassador for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, Michael Carpenter, said that Russia has massed almost 190,000 personnel in that area, and that this is the most significant military mobilization in Europe since the Second World War. The city of Austin has agreed to pay a combined $10 million to two demonstrators who were injured by police during the 2020 racial justice protest that took place in that city. The two protesters, Justin Howell and Anthony Evans, were injured when police used less lethal ammunition as a form of crowd control during the protest that took place after the deaths of George Floyd and Michael Ramos, who was killed by an Austin police officer. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The U.S. Coast Guard said it seized thousands of pounds of cocaine and marijuana worth over $1 billion. The drugs were headed for Port Everglades in Florida. Crews from nine U.S. ships seized 54,500 pounds of cocaine and 15,800 pounds of marijuana worth over $1.6 billion in the international waters of the Eastern Pacific Ocean and Caribbean Sea. The Coast Guard said this is the greatest amount of contraband ever taken during an Eastern Pacific patrol. Charges are pending. As some of the biggest U.S. employers are lifting their mask mandates for vaccinated workers, other companies are going even farther and discarding requirements that employees get any COVID-19 shots. Adidas told U.S. workers that it no longer requires that they get vaccinated against the virus. In confirming their new policy, one of the world's largest sporting goods manufacturers cited a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that blocked the Biden administration's vaccine or test rule for companies with at least 100 workers. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
A 30-mile stretch of an Illinois highway remains shut down today after 100 cars were involved in multiple crashes during a powerful winter storm. Interstate 39, which runs from Illinois to Wisconsin, remains closed in both directions between Normal and Minook, Illinois, due to the slew of crashes, according to the Illinois Department of Transportation. The state says troopers are currently working diligently to get everyone off the roadway safely and quickly. We're asking everyone to avoid the area. Shoppers who want to keep their grocery bills under control or even save a few bucks are probably familiar with this well-worn advice. Go to the store with a shopping list and stick to it. But discipline alone may not be enough to protect you from sticker shock when you get to the checkout counter, especially if you're fond of brand-name products. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics Monthly Consumer Price Index, grocery prices were up by 7.5% over the last year. This inflation rate is at a 40-year high. As big food and beverage companies and grocery stores grapple with rising costs, many companies have started to pass them on to you, the consumer. Most of the noticeable increases have come in brand name goods from big food manufacturers like Kraft Heinz and Coca-Cola. Now, in the meantime, remember, prices of in-house or store brands have not climbed nearly as much. In-house brands typically manufactured by outside parties, which insulates them from rapidly rising costs. But national brands, on the other hand, oversee their own manufacturing and distribution and absorb all the price increases along the supply chain. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.